Hi, I'm Chip Brim with Champions for Christ, and you're listening to the voice of One Witness Radio Broadcast. Enjoy this anointed message that will help you train your spirit man to become who you already are in Him, a champion.
The Spirit of the Lord came upon him. Translate, what came on him? Translate, what came on him? The anointing, the power, what? Yeah! Woohoo! Woo! Woohoo! Can you imagine his grandkids? Look at Papa. And God's going to show off. God is never going to do anything where people get it, where there's a little bit of confusion if it was God or not God. So you're not going to, trust me, when we get to heaven, he's not going to be this guy with no body fat. And he's got Nike tennis shoes. And you know, one of these runners that you see running all the time. No, he'll be the opposite. It's all about the glory for God. Samson was the same way, killed 1,000 men with the jawbone of a donkey. Everybody always, have you ever seen any pictures in your Sunday school class or something of Samson with the hair? Ripped. If there was steroids back then, he was on them. Man, I go to this church at Colorado Springs, great church, huge church, about 5,000. In their lobby, they've got this overly life size. It's humongous. It's about the size of that. And it's Samson, and it's bronzed, and whoa. Not one time does it say anywhere in the scriptures about his body. Do you think God was going, well, I better find somebody who can at least bench 315. Right? I better find somebody. No, look at him. His calorie intake is way too high. His cholesterol would never make it through 1,000 men. Do you think God's thinking that way? No. Why? Because everybody would say, yes, look at him. Surely he could have done. So Samson, where do we get this image from? And Samson, who I'm in Denver, Colorado, the craziest place in the world. I'm talking to this pastor about it, and a guy who wrote a book and he spent 10 years on Samson is standing behind me. He goes, sir, I'm listening to what you're saying. I just finished a book 10 years on Samson. You're saying stuff. Do you realize you're saying stuff that nobody knows? Now, he wasn't kind of in our flow, you know, spirit film. And I go, what do you mean? He goes, his name derives from sunshine. He said, I started digging into this thing. Can you, sunshine. Little cute sunshine. Huh? So, all of a sudden, if you go back and read that scripture, it says what? The Spirit of the Lord came on sunshine. Little sunshine's probably like a curl, you know. He may be smelling flowers. And then, wah! Yeah. Oh, gosh, you can go on and on and on. Mary, what about Mary? Think about Mary. Mary gets this word that she's going to have this child, right? And she's worried about it, and she says, God, I know no man. Let me translate. Have you been to my church? There are no good-looking guys. Can I get an amen? They're so immature. I know no man. I'm a virgin. How can virgins get? And what did the angel say to Mary? Y'all need to read the Bible. It's a good book. It'll really bless you. Let's start this over. There's going to be a generation that reads the Bible. Does anybody know what the angel told her and said, chill, chill? The Holy Ghost. Translate. Don't ever read it without thinking that. The anointing will come on you. You don't got to worry about anything. The anointing makes the impossible become possible. That's the supernatural. That's the Holy Spirit. That's the power. That's the body of Christ. That's the body of the anointing that we're a part of. Amen? Gideon. I love that one. There may be a lot of Gideons in here. I always talk about a Gideon 1 and a Gideon 2. The Gideon 1 is the biggest pencil neck loser, the biggest wimp geek in the Bible. Why would you say that? Because he is telling God his resume of wimpiness and what he can't do. And then he questions God. And then he questions him 5 times and says, what about our ancestor? What about the miracles? Where are those, all those miracles? There's people in here doing that right now. What about this and where's the power now? But me, I come from the least of, there's people right now going, I'm from Arkansas. Are you kidding me? I'm kidding. Alma, Arkansas is awesome. I lived in Arkansas for years. I talked slow then, but and spit a lot. No, I'm just kidding. So he's doing this, and God comes in there, and you know what? Later, my wife was preaching on the image of God, and the Lord said, you can never change my image of you. You cannot change my image of you. God said that. He said, now you can change your image, and you can get under condemnation, and you can listen to the devil if you want to, but there's no condemnation to the anointed one. He said, my image of you, it'll never change. You're always a warrior and a champion to me, and I created you in our image. He said, now raise your image up and let it meet and match the image I have for you. One time, Brother Copeland said this, and I haven't hardly seen it anywhere else. He always imagined the woman with the issue of blood touching the hem, him as her, and him as a disciple. Would I have done something different? And the Lord said to him, why do you not ever imagine you as wearing that robe? Why do you never put yourself? He said, that's what's wrong with the church. They never put themselves in that position. You are anointed. You have something for the poor. You have something for the sick. You have something for the oppressed. And they need help. Wow. Match your image to his. Your perception. Amen. So Gideon, back to Gideon. Let me finish this up. And he tells them all of this in his middle of his speech, and you could be doing the same thing. You know what God says to that angel, that messenger to him? Interrupts his little wah, Debbie Downer, Aflac speech. What? You're a mighty man of valor. Just want to throw that in there. How about it? Gideon's like, did you just not hear a word I said? Is there somebody else in here? He couldn't change God's image of him. He tried to, but he couldn't. Now, Gideon's not a prophet, priest, or king. There's no anointing that abides in him. Unless God specially applies it, which he would do. And he did. I think it's Judges 6:34, and it says, I love the Amplified, it says, and the Holy Spirit came upon him and took control of him. In other words, Gideon got out of control, and the Holy Spirit came down. Holy Spirit, Holy Spirit, the same Holy Spirit that God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with. Are y'all with me? The same Holy Spirit he anointed Jesus of Nazareth with, who went about doing good, operating in full power. signs, wonders, and miracles, people following, hearing, fame spread. Why? The anointing. Who once had it that Jesus had to bring it back? Now let's look at Genesis 1:26. Let's look at it in the New Living Translation. Have y'all got that one ready? Hopefully. Then God said, let us make human beings in whose image?
Our.
Say our. Not my, but our. Right? Who's our? Who is our? Father, Son, Holy Spirit. To be like who? That's huge, isn't it? To be like us. Who's us? The Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. The Father is the anointer. The Son is the anointed one. And the Holy Spirit is the anointing. Amen. So what happened to Adam? The glory's on him, yes, but he's anointed. He's anointed to rule and reign. He's anointed to have dominion. He's anointed. But man falls. He eats the fruit, right? Forbidden fruit. And what happens? Shame comes on them. Shame comes on them. Their nakedness, they tried to hide. They had tried to hide from God. But there is no condemnation to those who are in Christ. Therefore, the anointing lifted. But God had a plan. Oh, what a planner. Oh, what a plan. Recalculating. You ever got off track and you hear the GPS? Recalculating. And Jesus of Nazareth, the Son of God, and as he is a little boy, we know that as he was a little boy, he studied the scriptures. How do we know this? Because later in the tabernacle, when he goes in there and he stood where I stood, or I stood where he stood, he looked up where Isaiah was and he found that scripture. So we know that he studied those scriptures. Are y'all with me or not? So as a little boy, not only that, we know that there was a rabbi, there was a, listen to this, guys, in the Vatican several years ago, Brother Copeland made this announcement, and it was true, that they found a journal from a rabbi who knew Jesus as a boy. And Brother Copeland got to see it, and they read it, certain people, and he said, Jesus as a young boy, he wasn't interested in things other boys his age were interested in, it didn't seem. Now, this is just coming from the rabbi's personal perception. But man, or not man, but when you would mention the scriptures to him, his eyes would light up with fire.
Thank you for listening to the Voice of One Witness Radio broadcast. And if you want to contact us, please do at A Glorious Church Fellowship in Collinsville, Oklahoma. And you can call us at 918-371-4589. That's 918-371-4589. Or you can get a hold of us or check out our website at agloriouschurch.net. And remember, champions, you can do all things through the anointing, all for His glory.